Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Martin McDonagh, director of Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, I read in your press note that you wrote that this is the story is a war between two people who are both to some degree in the right. So there's no absolute right and there's no wrong. So how did you set the tone? How did you keep the balance?
Well, I think you cast the right actors first. You cast the actors who will be truthful and honest to the script. And you just set them rolling. You speak to them individually. Make sure that they're truthful, they're true to the sad parts of the story and the funny parts, and just allow them in to use their intelligence. And there's a scene between Woody and Francis in the film, which is one of my favorites, where they're being funny with each other and almost angry, but in a flirtatious kind of angry way. And then it kind of changes to something anger again, and then it changes to something very human and sad.
I loved it.
Yeah, and you can see in both of their eyes at that point that they see each other as human beings and not as the opposing warrior. And it was a very important scene to get right, and they just elevated it completely. You can see it in their eyes, their affection for each other almost, which is there as actors, but as characters too.
There's another element that is very balanced. We've been discussing so much about, you know, not having enough female roles that are stronger, or they're not the right equality. And, you know, there are so many good male roles and so many, even, you know, real women, you know, the heroine, the anti-heroine, the silly girl, the silly man, you know, there's no... So I was wondering if there was something that you took into consideration or it just came along the process?
No, I very much took it into consideration, because the last two movies that I did are very much about guys.
Yes.
and all of that stuff. Hopefully they're good, but it's still about guys. So I didn't want the next one to be the same thing. And I think it's part of your responsibility, if you think you're a good writer, to do something different and to do something strong for an actress, for a female protagonist. So that was the big challenge. But strangely, once you decide to do it, and when you make her as strong as Mildred's character is, it's joyful. It's joyful to have a woman come into a room, not give a damn, and argue with everyone, and leave. You know, it's exciting to hear her as you're writing these, even if it's swearing or just being tough. She's not scared of anyone. And now she's not a tough, she doesn't have a gun, she's not, you know, a violent person, kind of. But it's up here, you know, she's had the sadness in the past, but she's not going to stand for any kind of crap from there. So even though it's a sad story at some points, there's something joyful about that kind of female character.
Yeah, that's true, because I felt that even if she is at the same time an heroine and an anti-heroine, she gave me so much strength and energy, and I was wondering if that's because there is really good anger.
Yes, I think so. I think she uses good anger for most of the film. She uses bad anger for certain parts too, which we won't talk about. But it's true. I hope that it's kind of empowering in a way, because I think young men or boys who even love good movies have so many male characters who we want to be like. If it's like James Dean or Marlon Brando, or they almost make you walk in a different way or stand in a different way. But my feeling was there's not an awful lot of female characters that young girls can say, I want to stand like that, or I want to walk into a bar like that. So that was part of the thinking behind her character, and Frances did it brilliantly too.
Sometimes being strong is a choice.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you so much, Martin.
Thank you.
For being here and talking about Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Good luck.
Thanks, thanks for having us.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.